Item number three.
From the Interim Director, Department of Transportation, and the Managing Director, Milwaukee County Transit System, submitting an informational report regarding security incidents on MCTS buses. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Grant.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee and staff. Lloyd Grant, Managing Director for the Transit System. Joining me is Julie Snyder, Manager of Security and Street Operations for the Transit System. She is responsible for the day-to-day coordination of security for the overall system, including ensuring that we have a maximum level of coverage on the streets with respect to our security officers, that they are properly deployed where problems are occurring the most, and coordinating activities with law enforcement and the district attorney's office. The report before you is a summary of security-related incidents that occurred on buses over the first 11-month period in 2012. I should mention that the report erroneously includes two copies of the attachment, so the attachment is only a five-page document. And we have provided the committee clerk with a handout that defines some of the terms in the report. Ms. Snyder will give a brief overview of the report, highlighting the trends that we were seeing in 2012.
Thank you, Mr. Grant. Supervisors, Mr. Chairman, thank you for allowing me to present today. I'd like to give you a background of how we get this data, because it gives you an idea of where the information comes from. Milwaukee County Transit System tracks security incidents that come in from bus operators on a daily basis. When a bus operator calls our dispatch office, the dispatch officer logs that incident and puts a code to it, and we put those incidents into different categories, which you've seen throughout the report. Those higher categories are whether it be assault on operator or assault on passengers, down to someone throwing something at a bus, vandalism, disorderly conduct, ordinance violations. So we throw those into different categories. And from those categories, then, based on the individual codes, we assign severity levels to those categories. Whether if it's a high level of a severity incident, that means that police are usually involved and that incident would, if the police were handling it or if they are handling it, would result in an arrest, down to the low severity incidents where it's a quality of life issue that affects our passengers of maybe someone is sleeping on the bus or someone is eating or drinking or something like that. So all of those security incidents are then categorized. We share this information on a regular basis with the police department and the sheriff's department, so all of this information goes out on a weekly basis to them. And then on a monthly basis, we have a security committee meeting that I chair where members of management as well as bus operators and members of the union all come together and we talk about the information. I disseminate the high severity information. We talk about different trends. We talk about security deployment and things like that. So some of the highlights of the report, as it states, we do have 45 million passenger trips per year. So in 2011, if you look at the 45 million passenger trips, we had roughly 3,600 incidents that were categorized as security as called in by bus operators. So what that equates out to is one security incident per 12,000 passenger trips. So just to give you an overview of that. Also in this report, we talk about how incidents are responded to by transit security as well as police departments throughout Milwaukee County. So in 2012, transit security responded to about 56% of all incidents called in by operators, and only 15% of those calls were handled by law enforcement. And that's where we've said we need to call police department or things like that, where we've stated that law enforcement was needed to intervene. Most calls do not need security intervention or are handled by our transit supervisory staff. So I wanted to give that. One of the key points in 2012 was that we have had over an 80% increase in a category where we say police stop the bus. We have enjoyed a good relationship with Milwaukee Police Department where they stop the bus They do a wellness check on the bus operators, or the bus operators are encouraged to put on their four-way flashers for emergencies. And so when the police do stop the bus operators are encouraged to call in, and we do track that information. So that's a positive trend that you see in 2012. As you go through the report, I do want to mention that there is one error on the report where we talk about police and security response. So it's police and security response summary 2010 through 2012. In 2012, it says right under Brookfield Police Department, it states disorderly conduct off the bus. That's an error. It should say non-police responses. So that's the total number of non-police responses on there. So some of the reasons as far as the highlights of the report, on the very last page, we do give you a breakdown of the assaults that are on operators and as they relate to fare disputes, if it was transfer-related, and that in 2012, based on all the review of the incidents, there were only five incidents that were transfer-related. Most of the incidents that happen and the violence that happens on the bus is where people throw objects at the bus. And I just want to state that every situation we take very seriously, and just one act of violence against an operator is completely unacceptable. But we do have this committee that works with the bus operators where we encourage our operators to let us know of situations that are going on the bus, and I work with them closely and encourage them to call me directly so that we can get the right resources to them to prevent incidents from happening. So with that, if there are any questions.
We have Supervisor Borkowski, I'd like to ask you a question.
I actually have two, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
First is, you have a category under the title of sleepers, and I guess I'm just curious as to why that's an issue. I mean, obviously everything else can be a threat per se. I'm just curious as to why sleepers gets a special category.
It's actually a large portion of our response. It's what we spend a lot of our time to. Bus operators are Bus operators are encouraged to call in when someone is riding around for more than riding around for more than one trip. So they'll do a wellness check on them. They'll make sure that they're doing okay. But they need to have a destination, and if you pay a fare, it's for one trip. So they'll contact our route supervisors and security. And so it can be a tenuous issue for them responding because they might be under the influence of alcohol. They might need some sort of medical attention. So we do try to track that information because it can be something that might lead to another situation.
And that's a very good answer. I hadn't thought of that, so thank you, Julie. I guess I'm aware that, obviously, on a day like today, when we have extreme hot weather, I'm aware of some of your regular riders that just to get out of the heat and humidity will seek the shelter of your air-conditioned buses and probably go more than one trip. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if there's any comment about that, but I know that I have heard people getting refuge simply from the heat from that. I guess the final thing, Julie, is, and I've said this before, but when there are incidences where the police have gotten involved and it's litigated, it would really be good for some of us to know. I would like to be in a courtroom, when a sentence is coming down or a conversation is taking place, because while I realize it's all of your jobs and that kind of thing, I think it's important that all of us or some of us or whatever let the judiciary know how important this is and that we're not going to take this anymore. And I don't care who it is and I don't care what they've done, but they should hear from one of us that it's not acceptable. And so if there's some mechanism to let us know, I mean, we're in this building, for goodness sakes, for us to go upstairs or whatever and just be in the audience, and if we can say something in court, whatever additional impact that we can have, I hope you would utilize us.
Absolutely. That's part of the things that I do to try and help bus operators. If they want to be assisted and accompanied to court cases, I work with a lot of the bus operators who are here today with situations, and it would be nothing to contact you to let you know that there's a sentence coming down, and I encourage them to attend, I attend, and let them know that we need to send a message. And so absolutely, if contacting you, I can let you know about those.
Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wanted to ask a question. I see the difference in numbers of the sheriff's either response or the request of the sheriff compared to the MPD between 2011 and 2012. Seems to be a large difference. And I know that there was this push to have the sheriff have the Milwaukee Police Department more so focus on responding. Have we compared maybe response times to when the sheriff responded, when the police department responded to calls?
We do not track response times of law enforcement.
Okay. And under this time, you would say that you're comfortable with the amount of service that we are receiving from the Milwaukee Police Department and their response to these security incidents?
Yes, I'm very happy with the service that we're receiving from MPD and the responsiveness that they have that they've given to us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
You report on other cities as well, including West Dallas, Cuttahay, Greendale, Glendale, Waller, Tulsa, Brookfield. Is it correct to state then that all of the other municipalities within the county have no incidents?
That there are no other incidents in other municipalities, or I'm just saying.
I mean, you specifically follow those cities on your charts.
Oh, okay. The information, we don't have a very robust way of calculating. So what I do to get that information is I look through all of the incidents and find when that municipality is stated. So if we state that in the comments that Cudahy Police Department responded to an incident, I will count that information that Cudahy Police Department responded. Not to say that other police departments have not responded. Our tracking mechanism is we're moving over to a new system where we'll be able to track a little bit better. But right now, those are the ones that I notice most often. So it's not all inclusive of all municipalities.
Okay, so what I'm gaining from your response is there could be incidents in other municipalities as well.
Yes.
I just want to say, I mean, when you consider 40 million, 45 million rides, the safety on our buses is really pretty good. These are fairly small numbers. Not to diminish violence on the buses,
because
I think we have to address it, but I don't think we should lose sight of the fact that these are 45 million rides and really doesn't translate into a high percentage of any incidents on the buses. Thank you.
Any other comments from committee members? Then we'll go from the comments to the comments of the public.
Thank you.
We have a card from Mason James.
Thank you, County Board. I disagree with the numbers. Why do I disagree with the numbers? Because a lot of times what's happening is dealing with the transfers. Now our drivers are pretty much, you show your driver's license, we let them ride because we do not get bagged by anybody. So a lot of times drivers don't even check the transfers because they don't have time for the issues. Right now, unfortunately, I had to represent the young man that everybody knows about that jumped on the passenger. This was a passenger that we had many, many complaints about that was turned into the company. Nothing was done. We have a person right now we call Tupac. Tupac does whatever he wants to. And I hate to say it this way, one of our drivers is going to get a hold of him and go do something to him because we're getting tired of this stuff that's happening. A lot of times, Warden Hood is not responding to situations. I mean, the police are not responding to the situations because the company has a policy of sending Warden Hood for everything. I don't care what it is. I had some people used to tell me that the company would send them to gunfights. They would deny it, but I have people that would tell you that they do. I have a couple of people that quit because they're pretty much is not protected by the company. I got on Ms. Snyder about the situation, about protecting them, and, you know, it's not getting done. But the problem is we also, after certain times of night, the drivers out there on their own because we do not have security out there to protect our drivers. So these numbers, I question them. Are they accurate? Most likely, no, because the company policy is you send Warden Hood and his company information. You send the police his public information. As long as you send Warden Hood, nobody knows anything but the company. Right now, our drivers is told not to fill out security reports unless if the supervisors show up or the police show up. Yeah, it is a better response from the police somewhat, but I still have drivers complaining that they turn their flashes on, the police keep driving by. So is the security better? No. If the drivers start forcing people, basically, to start showing the proper IDs and the proper transfers, there's going to be more issues. Right now, like I said, drivers pretty much, if you get on the bus right now and drivers turn their mirrors up because they don't see nothing, they can't get fired for anything. Right now, drivers are scared to say anything because their job is, you know, is pretty much in the limbo. And so if drivers start doing their job, there's going to be more issues. But right now, since we're not going to get backed by anybody, a lot of drivers going to let, I don't care what it is, your driver's license, whatever you want to show them, we're going to let them ride. Company policy is, don't argue with them, let them ride. So that's what drivers are doing, they let them ride. So them numbers, I don't trust, I don't believe, and it might not be accurate. Like I said, we got a person right now that we call Tupac that's very, very out there doing whatever he wants to. They blame everything on Justice 2000. I also brought to Ms. Snyder about what you said earlier. The same comment was brought up in the county board meeting at the zoo that nobody thinks they remember but me. But I remember everything, and I let them know everything. It's not being done. All the situations that you said, Supervisor, about passing on different information to y'all, it's not happening. Thank you.
You got any questions? Mr. Grant, could you respond to some of these comments?
I can mention a couple of things. James had stated that the numbers might not be accurate, and when I meet with the bus operators and we talk about it in security committee, that if our way of tracking incidents is when the bus operator calls for service. So our policy is that if anything is happening in or around your bus, you contact dispatch. Once that call to dispatch is made, it's logged, and that these numbers reflect our calls to dispatch. Nothing is eliminated. I go through the calls on a daily basis. If it's security related, it's counted. So if the bus operator is not calling dispatch and they're handling the situations on their own, then yes, it's not in the numbers. So that I can relate to.
And then I would add, Mr. Chairman, committee members, that the data that we presented here today to you is based on calls from the drivers. You know, so that the data is accurate as it was reported to us by the drivers. And as Ms. Snyder mentioned in her presentation, we review this information on a monthly basis at a security committee level, which is comprised of representatives of the union. So I'm not aware until this moment that there's any concerns with the accuracy of the data. With respect to individuals that may be repeat offenders or on the buses, that is something that we certainly deal with on an ongoing basis and which Ms. Snyder coordinates.
Supervisor Mayo?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have concern that are you actually sending Warden Hood to a gunfight?
No, that is incorrect. Our policy We overhauled our policies with the change of the concealed carry law because, of course, there were changes that affect transit. But in no way do we send security to an incident, in that we, if there is a, someone mentions that there's a weapon on board, we contact the police directly. Do we send security to that incident? Yes, we do, so that they can work with our passengers, they can work with the operator, but their policy and their procedure is that they don't go into that incident and go into harm's way because they are not carrying a weapon. So we always, if the operator tells us that there's a weapon involved, the dispatcher will always call the police first.
Do our passengers have the right to carry concealed weapons on the bus?
We cannot prohibit people from carrying weapons on the bus.
Pardon me?
We cannot prohibit them from carrying weapons onto the bus based on the state law. That is correct, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions from the committee? Thank you, Ms. Snyder. Ms. Grant.
Thank you.
Next.